This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It is a live reaction show as Liverpool sign Luis Diaz. It is confirmed. It is on the official website. Everything has come together. I've got John Gibbons. I've got Rob Gutman. I've got Fuad Hassan. And we will start with Jurgen Klopp, who says this, Rob. He could not be happier we've been able to get this deal done and bring Luis to Liverpool. He's only ever been a believer in signing players in January if you would want to sign them in the summer. And that's very much the case with Luis. He's an outstanding player. Been tracking him for some time in there as well. He's hungry for success. He knows you have to fight to get what you want. He is a fighter, no doubt. He goes on to say the team deserved to add quality. And when we played against Luis earlier this season, we saw what a danger he is. We know Porto are an outstanding club who nurture players in the best possible way and provide a brilliant football education. A class club, and have been, he has to say, tough negotiators. He thanks the Colombian FA. And finally, he makes it clear his appreciation to his own ownership and football operation teams for how they've managed to act decisively to get this done. My word, Rob Gutman, Jurgen is thanking everyone for Luis Diaz's arrival at Liverpool.
Yeah, I know how he feels. I'd like to thank everyone, my parents, for bringing this to this day, for all of us in this room. I'm just emotional about it. No, it is really, really good news. Do you know what? I found myself unable to get enough Luis Diaz over the last 48 hours. I managed to track down a YouTube this morning of his highlights of his performance against us at Anfield. I hadn't noticed him at Anfield, mainly because I don't look at the opposition when we're playing.
You presume they're all shite, Rob. It's infuriating to stick with you sometimes at matches. You presume everyone who faces Liverpool is shite, and if Liverpool aren't battering them, Liverpool have got a problem.
I never have any idea which of their lads has just scored. You know, it's just not my business.
£10 a month.
Yeah. That's a kind of commitment. Anyway, yes, but watching those bits back of him at Anfield, he's fucking unbelievable. I mean, he literally he's doing all their bits. He was really, really good, which calmed me because I watched the Colombia game the other night and I'd really gone off this transfer because they were fucking shit and he was, you know, joint shit with all the rest of them. They were awful. But Klopp's excited and that's enough for me to be very, very excited.
Klopp is excited there, John. I am delighted with the numbering. 23 is a magic Liverpool number. It really, really is a magic Liverpool number. And it, to me, straight away had me go, oh, yes, OK, we've thought this one through. Someone has thought this one through. We might have said, what about 7? And someone might have said, well, there is James Milner. But I am delighted with 23, John.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? It's a class Liverpool number, as you say. You know, Carragher had it for his whole career. It's quite a famous number in world sports, isn't it? Michael Jordan, the second most famous 23 after Jamie Carragher, had it as well. And I think LeBron's done a bit of 23. And so it's
Beckham did 23 because Jordan had done 23. Exactly, yeah. And Fowler had 23.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, how can I forget God himself? So it's a big number in this football club. It's a big number in sports, and it feels like it suits him. I was actually having a little look the other day at seeing which numbers he sort of could go for, and there's not loads of obvious ones. You know, I mean, I'd have been fuming if he'd have took 2.
I'd have sent him back.
But the next lowest after that was sort of 16-ish, I think, or sort of around there. So I thought he might go high teens, but I love 23 for him, and I'm really pleased he's coming, and everything coming out of the Colombian side, and obviously Pepe, who we spoke to on Friday, who seems really close to the deal, and all those just seem like he's delighted. He's so made up to come in. I think that's a big thing as well. You know, you mentioned there, Jurgen, saying about the hunger, and I think he will be just absolutely raring to go, and he'll always be tempted, get me on the next plane. As Rob says, Colombian are shite, get me on the next plane, I'll come and join the boys now.
Just in the comments, Issam Casey is saying that Luis Diaz probably probably chose the 23 himself because he worked at Atletico in Colombia between 2016 and 2018. So that's rather interesting.
Yeah. There's a bit of chat that he might change to 7 in the summer. He will have to prize that out of Harvey Elliott's cold, dead hands, would be my instinct. But we will see how that one goes. Fuad, it's a remarkably exciting transfer from a Liverpool point of view. It also puts us in a position where the embarrassment of riches, I did a little thing yesterday with a suggested team, my God, we could pick this team to play against Cardiff. And the absences from that team that I happened to pull together, you know, were remarkably strong. We could conceivably have a front three of Diaz, Firmino and Gordon, which we'd all be dead excited to see. I don't think we will see that one, but we could see that one. We could have Elliott in midfield alongside Milner, Tyler Morton in there as well. And you end up with these remarkably strong sort of 23s, 24s. And a lot of this is because these lads are coming back from injury simultaneously. So you've got the lads coming back from injury. You've got the young prospect in there as well, who we're now excited about. And now you've got this player. It's such an exciting remainder of the season. It really is. And Liverpool are still fighting on four fronts.
Exactly. And now this sort of move and everything around it means that Liverpool can commit to all four fronts. There's no need to, even when you do rotate, there's not going to be huge changes in terms of the drop-off and everything. And yeah, the big thing that excites me about him is I saw a little video going around from, I think, earlier on the season when Klopp talked about Porto before we played them. And he talked about how, you know, Pep Linders and I think it's Vitor Matos, the youth coach they got in, you know, they both were educated at Porto in terms of football and their coaching. And you can clearly probably see that there's a link there with this signing that you feel like it's come from them, maybe, you know, one of them where they've gone to the manager and been like, get on him, you know, he's the future of this team. So it's really exciting because we get these players, don't we, just before they kick on to the next level. And if he can kick on to the next level anywhere near Diogo Jota, Mo Salah, Sadio Mane, then I mean, what a player we're in for. And he's got all the raw bits. Rob mentioned the Colombia game. You know, yeah, they were shit. He wasn't great. But you could see the raw elements. You could see the speed. You could see the willingness to win the ball back really quickly and all of those things. And yeah, I'm just so excited, mainly because, like you said, we can attack all four fronts now without a big drop-off.
No drop-off conceivable, really, Rob. And you know, the manager's actually going to have... And injuries will step in because we know enough about this football club now to know that lads will get injured at some point. But the manager's actually going to have a couple of selection headaches, I think, on the near horizon. He could well end up with what they call good problems to have. And, you know, from a Liverpool point of view, that is excellent news.
Yeah, I think we've probably all started doing the permutation game here. I mean, obviously, people go, well, he's clearly a left winger, a left-sided player, and all eyes are on Sadio Mane, notwithstanding the side we've talked about. I know this shows that Sadio is very flexible, can play in other positions, but eyes will be on him, who will be the first pick for that spot. But I think in some of those discussions, maybe we're forgetting that Diogo Jota sort of has half an eye on that spot too at times. I mean, we talk about Diogo pushing Bobby Firmino out of the way, but he's also seen plenty of action in the left wing position. So I think we could see a lot more rotation again in our front three. We used to see it a lot more. We see Mo in the middle, Sadio occasionally flip to the right. I think this does facilitate that. And with that, makes us a bit more unpredictable. Just having, you know, 25% more options in 25% more options in our front three, because there's five lads rather than three now, gives other managers more to think about, I think. Not only how we're going to line up, but in what style we're going to line up.
There was a wonderful moment yesterday where there was a tweet from Sky that then got deleted, where they had a little thing, John, where it was breaking that Tottenham were going to report Liverpool for something or other. And then other stuff sorry?
Being mean.
Yeah, essentially, Tottenham appear to be annoyed that Liverpool have been mean. this to me does not feel like a sustainable football position. And yet they had a nice time sort of releasing a snide statement around Arsenal when the North London Derby was called off. Maybe it's Tottenham's new thing. It's one of the club values. Glory is the game. Snide be the website. But there's, you know, it does appear that Liverpool have absolutely just done one on them, to be quite honest with you, in a way in which we've had one done on us many a time in the past. Tottenham have done a lot of the work. They've negotiated it all out, but the player wants to come to Liverpool, and Liverpool have said, well, we'll pretty much have those terms. That'd be great. Thank you very much. And on we go.
Yeah, there's an article this morning. I think it's in the Telegraph. Someone sort of sent it to me.
Sam Wallace.
Yeah, Sam Wallace wrote it. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Rob. About you know, laying it out in pretty much those terms, really. And as you say, Neil, it's happened to us in the past, and I think it was a frustration under the Julio years and certainly under the Rafa years that we didn't move quickly enough for sort of players when we wanted them, and it felt like it felt like for certain players, and they could have got them and could have got them a little bit cheaper if they'd have been more active. But other clubs sort of did this, swooped in later. I mean, Chelsea did it with Salah the first time around, you know, that was one example, but there's plenty of others. So it does feel good that we're throwing our weight around now and we're saying, you know, doing the swooping, if you like, and sort of getting these deals in. But they're obviously so pleased. And Liverpool deserve a lot of credit for getting this over the line. You know, we all criticise them to varying degrees for maybe, you know, not being more proactive in certain areas, you know, the idea of, you know, selling a centre-half, not replacing him and things like that. Last January, being very slow to get a defender in and then sort of rushing a couple through at the end. I think this time they do deserve a lot of credit for moving fast when they obviously felt like they needed to, for bringing it forward to saying we'll spend the money now, even though maybe it was planned in January, but also for actually getting this one over the line so quickly, because when it was all agreed, if you like, and when it was looking like Liverpool had stolen the march on Spurs and it was going to happen, there were a few people saying, like, there's still quite a lot to do here, and, you know, and he's in South America, he's playing, and, you know, to get it done, I expected it to be like a 5-11 job, to be honest with you, on Monday. I'm very glad it's not. You know, they've done really well to get to another continent. It's notable that they thanked the Colombian FA to sort of deal, you know, with it. You know, they're big qualifiers, these, for Colombia. Mm. They've dropped out now. And so there's a big game coming up for them. So there would have been a lot of negotiations there of, can we steal effectively your best player for a few hours here to do this stuff? And so big up the delegation. What a firm, you know what I mean? I see what I can get them doing in ours, honestly.
The idea, I think, Rob, of it backs up the idea that Liverpool will move when they need to move. This, you know, the manager himself there, he's been a big believer in only signing players in January if you want to sign them in the summer. He's an outstanding player and someone we've been tracking for a very long time. They're in a bit of a funny position, Liverpool, and I think at times we've maybe got to let them sort of breathe out in and out a little bit more. I keep saying this idea that not choosing at times is a choice, that letting some sort of pass you by, you deciding you're not necessarily going to go for them, is a choice in and of itself. And I think that's what, you know, Liverpool, they've got a pretty big squad. We are talking about it. I expect a couple now to leave, maybe three or four, including maybe there's been some talk of Nico Williams on loan this morning, but it's difficult. I think they find it difficult to add to them. There's a lot of ins and outs. I think they also want the right type of personality. That appears to be a big deal. Klopp's spoken to this player in the last few days as well. The question is, you know, we know that there will need to be an ongoing evolution. More players have come in than we actually remember at times in the last couple of seasons. But there will need to be an ongoing sort of evolution. And maybe that evolution will be a bit quicker, effectively, this summer. There'll be three or four changes maybe this summer.
I don't know. I mean, I think I've been given this, obviously, increasing amount of thought. I think we can relatively safely assume, because I don't think we're going to lose one of the famous front three this summer. Contracts might not get signed, but I don't think we're going to lose one of them. So I don't think we're going to buy another forward player this summer, which means I would take now, and I think Julian Ward and his team would take, Sage Jude Bellingham now. You go, that's actually enough business, you know. That's enough business. We've got Luis Diaz. I hope fans don't get upset by this. I hope they remember that we signed Luis Diaz in January, because this is a major part of us. We brought forward a huge piece of summer work here. That sometimes we very much, what's the word, separate new signings into, oh, he's a January one, forget that, as though that happened 2 years ago. It will have happened about 4 months before the summer window opens. He's part of our summer body of work already. And I see one more big one and possibly two. So I could see a Bellingham and a Zakaria. Although if you ask me to bet on it at the moment, I think Liverpool might leave Bellingham Bellingham might leave himself in Germany for at least another year. So I'm not seeing the wholesale changes perhaps you think, Neil, there. I also think Curtis and Harvey are pushing on. Who knows what, you know, Tyler Morton, how they're thinking about him by the end of the season. So it's not quite so straightforward what Liverpool should do next. But I think we shouldn't be, let's put it this way, I mean, this isn't coming from me, I don't think we need to be too greedy having got this big forward signing in going towards the summer.
It's one who had someone in the comments there says Zakaria might be at Juventus by Monday night. There's one there where, you know, to think about and begin to sort of get excited and think about what comes next for this side now. Obviously, there's the game against Cardiff, then there's Leicester, then there's Burnley, then there's Inter Milan. My point here being that these fixtures come very, 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 then there's Norwich, and then there might be a break, but it wouldn't surprise me if they put a rearranged game in there before the final as well. The point being is that these fixtures are going to come thick and fast, and you know, I do expect a couple will go. Someone in the comments is saying we need everyone if we're going to fight on all fronts, but I do think that a couple will go simply because it will be difficult to imagine precisely where they get on the pitch at this point. But all of that said, though, there's tons of games in quick succession that I've just named, and Liverpool will want to be able to be as physically strong in each of them as possible.
Exactly. No, I think we're seeing the managers maybe slowly kind of open up on his idea of having a really, really tight squad. And you know, he does want the options. And yeah, the likes of Nico Williams and others, you know, loans feel more kind of realistic now than anything else, because they will want to reassess and reevaluate in the summer. But I mean, you know, obviously we can all be really excited about Diaz and we definitely should be. But, you know, there can't be too much of an expectation in the short term for him just to come in and be playing very regularly. Obviously, the two guys in Africa will be back as well. But the exciting thing about getting him now is you're putting in the work now for next season. And, you know, you can see the best of him next season, hopefully sooner than you would if he were to come in the summer. So, no, it's great in that sense. And there's loads of games, like you're saying, there's loads of games for all these players to kind of get a few minutes here and there. And, you know, suddenly this game against Cardiff now is the most exciting game of football, I think, that we've got the privilege of. So, yeah, no, it's brilliant. And the other thing I think is it just shows how settled Liverpool are. You know, the fact that, you know, he's obviously looked at Spurs and how unsettled and unstable almost it is. You know, Liverpool, Man City, these are the two clubs now where there's such a settled infrastructure and everything. Even the whole Julian Ward thing, I remember everyone going mad about Michael Edwards leaving, how are we going to sign players, all of that. Well, it seems like he's led on this and, you know, they've secured it. So there's really good structures in place, and it's just another indication of how settled and how well-organised this whole club is from top to bottom.
The club is settled, John, but it's time for the excitement, to be honest with you. I think we've all been a little edgy Liverpool supporters. You know, you and I, not least because of what we do, we have to sort of have an awareness of that. There's been a little bit of edginess, I think, across the last couple of months in an understandable way, in one sense, around the fact that, you know, Manchester City's form was exceptional. You know, we obviously had the African Cup of Nations on the horizon as well to concern ourselves with, a couple of little bits and pieces that maybe dropped a couple of silly points, if we're all honest about it. You know, I'll keep thinking about Leicester away, I'll keep thinking about Brighton at home as points dropped. You know, I think that I understand why that's been the case, but now, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is just run for the line territory with Diaz as part of that, with the exceptionally quick Diaz as part of that. You know, it is time to really get stuck into the rest of the season. I can't wait. I can't wait for Cardiff. You know, I can't wait for Leicester. I can't wait for Burnley away. Desperate for tickets for Burnley away, by the way, if anyone knows of any. You know what I mean? This is as is Rob. This is where...
There's over 1,000 on the stream. Let's use it.
Let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can do. You know,
lads, put your hands in your pockets.
No such thing as a free stream, come on.
this is the thing, isn't it, John? You know, it feels like, you know, final words on this, really. It is a fantastic time, a fantastic point of the season, and it could be a legendary Liverpool season. It might not be, but it could become a legendary Liverpool season.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, if we're buzzing, that the squad's going to be absolutely the same. And it feels like this is giving everyone a boost. And like you say, Neil, it's a run for the line now. It's a charge for the line. And if you're going to do that, then pick a lad who's dead fast. Do you know what I mean? And we'll all piggyback on him, literally, and see where it can take us. I think, you know, I was already feeling really positive about this season, you know, going into February, still in four competitions. But this gives everyone a real boost. It gives the supporters a boost. You know, it gives, you know, the players themselves. You know, Jürgen mentioned in there, he said this is a transfer that the squad deserve. And it's almost like, you know, everyone's recognising this is such a special time with this football club. And look, it has been already. Whatever happens now, they've won a league and a Champions League back-to-back. There's not many teams in the history of football, never mind for Liverpool, never mind in England, who've done that, who've achieved that. And so for one team to do that together, you know, is great. But they're capable of so much more, that the talent that they've already got deserves so much more. And I think that's what Jürgen's saying, really, is like, this is a team that deserves to win, and a squad and a group of players and and lads and people that deserve huge amounts. And so this is just an extra thing that makes you think, yeah, that a lot is possible this year. You know, we've got a final next month, which I'm really, really looking forward to. Champions League back again, and a league title that no one's willing to give up, and certainly not now. And so, yeah, a fantastic time to be a Red. Can't wait for Cardiff. A few minutes over the week away, to be honest with you. But I might just schedule a preview show every day. And we can
I hate to do this to you, John, but you know there's a chance he might not make Cardiff, and he's not arriving till Thursday.
I don't give a
Friday.
Fuck. You watch it with me. Get him in the lounge.
Okay, mate.
Yeah, honestly, it's fine. I'm still pumped.
Excellent stuff. He can play in the Champions League. That's been one question. I think there's more and more to come out of Jürgen's statement. There's been a couple of points there made in the chat around whether or not the squad feel as though that they need this and all that sort of stuff. That's in there as well. There's the chat about all the outs. That's to come as well. What will happen there? There is still the other lad, Carvalho at Fulham, who Liverpool are being strongly linked with. That could still happen as well. There was loads of fantastic stuff on the Anfield Wrap on Friday as this broke. If you haven't had the opportunity yet to download the app and have a look through all of that, please do so. It is all there for you. It hasn't gone off any of it because the transfer has thankfully happened. It would have been hugely embarrassing to have had to delete it all. But the transfer has actually happened. So all of that's there for you on the Anfield Wrap app. Download it. There's free tokens on there. You can listen to whatever if you haven't already downloaded our app. You might choose to subscribe. That'd be the absolute business if you would, because this is a great time to get behind these boys and to enjoy every last minute of it. That's the important part of this. We're in this football thing to enjoy it as much as humanly possible. Whether you do or don't subscribe to the Anfield app, please take that message away with you. But if you do also do it, come and enjoy it with us. It'll be a fantastic end to what could become a fantastic season. We're on this journey all together. Thank you very much indeed for jumping on here to John Gibbons, to Rob Gutman, to Fuad Hassan. More tomorrow, the Anfield Wrap free show. More and more coming all the way through. The mighty boys in red doing the business. See you later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.